Hello, welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on May 30th, 2017. My guest today is Nareit President and CEO Steve Wexler. REIT Week 2017, Nareit's Investor Forum, is taking place next week at the New York Hilton Midtown from June 6th to June 8th. I brought Steve on to help preview the meeting. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you today, Alan.
So, Steve, every year thousands of attendees show up at REIT Week. It's one of the REIT industry's headline events. Why did Nareit create this event, and what are some of the objectives of it?
Nareit created REIT Week several years ago to help showcase the breadth and depth of the REIT community. Over the last many decades, REITs have prospered and grown, and our REIT industry today represents over $1 trillion in equity market capitalization, $2 trillion in gross assets. There's tremendous breadth and depth to the REIT industry today, and REIT Week provides a way to showcase it for the investment community, together with providing a way for the investment community to sit down, get together with REIT executives to hear firsthand the story about REITs and REIT-based real estate investment today, company by company, sector by sector, and of course, the total industry view as well.
Now, I've been to 8 REIT weeks since I've been with Nareit, and one thing that always sticks out to me is the amount of dialogue and idea sharing that goes on among executive teams at the event.
Yes, it is a remarkable opportunity for investors, stakeholders in the industry, and REIT senior management teams to share views, ideas, concepts, have questions asked and answered, and it's done a variety of ways. As an example, more than 160 REITs will be in attendance providing their perspective to investors. As well, we will have 130 companies making individual company presentations to investors, providing an avenue to hear firsthand from the senior management teams and for investors to ask questions of their choosing.
Steve, what are some of the key developments that you think will be popular topics of conversation this year?
Well, I think it's inevitable that much of the conversation will revolve around performance. We see this each and every year, recent performance, prospective performance. But in addition to performance, there are issues of real significance to the industry, and that certainly includes where interest rates are headed, where we see interest rates going, the role of REITs in an evolving economy, sector by sector by sector, different property sectors, different regions, different activities all will come into play. I also think that one of the issues which will be discussed is increasingly the role of real estate as a headline sector in the stock market. We've seen this development over the past year. Increasingly, we will see, and we'll see at this year's REIT Week, generalist investors who are increasingly drawn into the REIT sector because of real estate status as a headline sector.
Steve, any highlights that you're looking forward to this year?
There is one particular highlight I look forward to experiencing, and that is Tuesday lunch on June 6th, where Nareit Chair Tim Naughton, CEO of Avalon Bay Communities, will interview Charlie Rose. Over the years, Charlie has interviewed leading sports figures, political figures, diplomats, authors, thinkers, you name it, and we'll hear all about his perspective on personalities, politics, and policies here and abroad.
All right, Steve, sounds interesting. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Good to be with you today, Alan, and look forward to seeing everyone at REIT Week at the New York Hilton next week.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please visit REIT.com for more details on REIT Week 2017. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.